Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Max Cabana is an offensive line came in for this cycle.
Max Cabana.
Max Cabana is going to be good.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I appreciate Cal Perry.
And James Strebel.
I had Drew Franklin on here on Twitter going, Memphis sounds nice this time of year. Bro, you booked a game in Atlanta, and you're telling me Memphis sounds nice?
The Liberty Bowl.
Be quiet.
No.
On ESPN 680 and 1057.
I think we need to go to West Lafayette and get Brian Brohm in here and get him to try to develop a quarterback and an offense. The offense is where we're lacking, I believe.
All right, 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. It's basketball season. They got you
Football
whatever you need.
Friday.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, I don't think we've heard that yet today. I mean, the show started.
Might be
with
one
basketball.
Of our last Football Fridays.
Yeah,
Football Friday.
We got NFL on Saturday starting next week.
It's not the same.
It's basketball.
It's not the same. No.
We'll need a new sounder.
Yeah, we will. Basketball.
How about that?
Basketball,
Friday.
Benny.
Basketball Benny.
Basketball Benny.
CoxesLouisville.com. They got you covered every step of the way. Whatever you need, delivering, pickup, they got you covered. CoxesLouisville.com. Several things that I still want to get to today. We finished up. I put the poll question up. Are you with T.J. Walker or Locke on the $100 bet if Stoops will win 10 games? There are three things, maybe four, that we need to talk about.
Okay.
Today, and while this was not you, there has not been, and this is how beat down the Louisville fan base is.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me say a little something.
Okay.
If some of these blogger boys weren't worried about other things, they could get deep down into the prediction time.
Right.
Today was supposed to be the Friday before Kentucky played in the SEC championship game.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's too worried about everything else. Everyone's down because Kenny Payne, yuck. Everyone's down because, I don't know about Satterfield, Dion Evans is leaving. Everyone's
right.
down, okay?
Yeah.
Everyone's down.
A little sadness here in
and if they just would,
Kentucky,
if they just would have went back... All of the tweets about Atlanta should be filling my timeline today.
Yes, they should.
All of the player tweets and coaches stuff and fan stuff and blogger boy stuff. And I don't got anything.
No.
And that's on you guys. Car Chronicle, you're getting lazy. State of Louisville, where you at? Blank. I know you haven't slept in 8 days. Blank looked terrible today, Jack. Did Jack
Is he okay?
He goes, get some sleep, buddy.
Oh, no. Baby been keeping
him up? Baby. Yeah, baby crying.
And he's been coming to the studio from Santa Claus and then back again. He's got a tweet for Steve Clarkson. He's got a lot going on.
When the baby was crying, you always told your wife that's women's work.
I help out.
I'm sleeping. Daddy's sleeping right now.
I didn't get that.
And you do what you need to do, but Daddy's sleeping.
I didn't get that luxury because my wife worked third shift, so there are times where it was just me in the house.
Man.
So I had to get up with the babies multiple times. So, yeah, if she's working that third shift life and I got to be there and get the – yeah, I didn't have that luxury to say it's women's work. I had to get up and feed the bottle.
Put a fake never mind.
You warm
never
a little mind. Milk in a little
you put a fake breast on?
No, I didn't ever do that. No. You put that bottle in the old warm
Jack,
water.
Jack, how did you not hit him with that? That's a lie there, Jack. Shame on you. I know we're not talking Trey Galloway.
I was stunned at the moment. I was too stunned to hit the button.
Well, but it's the Atlanta day.
It is Atlanta
it's,
day.
It's the Atlanta day. Yeah. Like it needs to be said.
It does need to be said.
Because we forget. Because, of course, like, oh, well, of course it was silly. We're just fans. Like, no, it was just silly.
No, it was silly.
No, it was silly.
It's nothing to do with look, I'm a fan, too. I want Kentucky football to win every game, but Kentucky basketball to win every game. But I know, like, when to stop. Like, I know when to stop myself from saying, like, no, I say stupid stuff, but I know when to stop and not live in
fantasy
land.
Except for Carly Jones.
I still was kind of right on that, man. I'll go to the grave with that. I was still kind of right with that. They went to an NIT with him. I'll go to the grave with that. That one,
I'll go to
was,
the grave
I
with that.
I was partially right on Carly Jones not being the best player to ever grace the court of the University of Louisville, the way he was talked about. I mean, come on.
He's just so great.
He was so great.
So that's number one. Number two, you... How worried are you that today the soccer rubbed off on your Kentucky basketball team?
I'm worried about a lot of things.
Or what if them visiting Chelsea? What if they visited Chelsea? What the hell's football club, Jack? Chelsea. Them visiting Chelsea today.
Yeah.
What if that's the magic elixir that sends Kentucky into the sky
to be
a cohesive team, to be a cohesive unit?
Maybe they need a little, you know.
What if Chelsea turns them into winning the championship?
Maybe they need a little.
You would have
talk.
To be a fan.
Oh.
You'd have to be a Chelsea fan.
You'd have to be a soccer fan. I'll bet you want a real bet that'll matter. If Kentucky they make the Final Four, I'll just do Final Four. I won't even do national championship. If they make the Final Four after visiting Chelsea,
you'll bend the knee.
I'll buy a Chelsea jersey.
A Pulisic
wow.
Chelsea
I'll buy, kit. You gotta say kit, not jersey. A kit. Well, I won't buy the whole kit.
I mean, these jerseys are like, no, like this is real. Jack, save this so he doesn't weasel.
No, I won't weasel out. Yeah, I will not weasel out.
He's not weaseling out because we'll forget, like Locke and TJ Walker.
No, I will not weasel out on this.
These are like $250.
I know.
Hang on, I'm looking them up.
I know.
Hang on, I'm looking them up. Oh, boy.
You go to Chelsea. Does Wish have Chelsea kits?
Does what?
Wish.
What the hell's Wish?
It's like the knockoff Amazon.
No, you're not getting Wish. You're getting the Chelsea kit.
All right, what's the Chelsea kit?
A Chelsea jersey. These are expensive.
2X.
2X.
2X Pulisic.
Pulisic. All right. Hang on.
All right, because I'll do it.
Hang on.
If they go to the Final Four, I'll
buy. If they go to the Final Four.
If they go to the Final Four in Houston, I will buy a Chelsea kit. I will do it.
Well, the kit's the whole thing. I mean, that's the shorts as well.
I'm not buying the shorts. I just want the jersey.
That's what you want. It's just the jersey.
I want a Pulisic jersey. That's all I want. I don't want to wear the shorts. I can't wear short shorts.
Yeah, they're $111.
Okay, boom. I can do that.
You're good to go on that.
I'm good to go. I'll buy a Pulisic Chelsea jersey because I can't wear those short shorts. Nobody wants to see that.
I want to see that.
Well,
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
I don't have any short shorts. I know they're like kind of the thing right now, but I can't do that.
Are they?
They are, yeah. You see all these basketball.
Where do you see those at?
The basketball.
Basketball, okay.
Yeah. They roll their shorts up, yeah. Who was it that had, like, ultra short shorts on?
It was Memphis. Oh,
yeah.
Help me here. Last year, Memphis. Played there 2 years, Jack.
Went to the NBA.
And I doubt he's doing anything.
Crap, I can picture him. It wasn't Boogie Ellis. It wasn't Duren.
Oh, Jack, it's going to kill me. I see the guy. I see his shorts. I see his legs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Texas says, can you milk me, Strebel?
No.
Texas says Strebel's a 3X.
No, I'm not. I am not a 3X. I can wear 1X in most stuff, but I bet those kits are made for smaller men because they're soccer.
Because it's soccer,
so I got to get a 2X.
Texas says Strebel got out for Kellen and Wyatt, doubtful with Ellie.
Got a what? No, I got up. Absolutely, I got up with her. I didn't let her cry. No, that's not true.
Jack, what was his name? Are you looking it up? I just can't believe I can't remember. The player from Memphis. It's
was
absolutely
it Lester
killing.
Quinones?
Yeah, I think that's who it was.
Yeah, he chose Memphis over Archie Miller. Smart choice.
Yes, he did. Yeah, good choice. Good choice. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, got paid
yeah.
more.
Yeah, yeah. And he went to the tournament.
Didn't have to deal with Martha the Mop Lady.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Oh, yes, he did not have to watch that. I'd rather you know play in Memphis than watch the Martha the Mop Lady.
Texas says the caucasity of that chicken salad statement nearly took me off the road.
Caucasity.
Chicken salad's good.
It is.
It's really good.
What I meant.
The guy's saying it's a white thing to talk about.
Oh,
three white guys talking about chicken salad.
Well,
he happens to be right.
Of, healthier foods that I'm eating now that I've lost weight.
I think all people would like a little chicken salad.
Yeah, but it's also very milky what we're doing.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
I mean, they have a chicken salad restaurant called Chicken Salad Chick. Yes. That's very Caucasian, yes.
Chicken salad.
Very
chick.
Bougie.
Texas says Vince Merrill won those 10 games.
Is he still going to Cincinnati? that talk died down real quick.
There's no talk. Go ahead. I know you got a take on this. Hang on, Jack. He's got something. I remember.
What?
Mark Stoops. Matty Banks came out of vacation. To tweet about UK football.
He tweeted,
so he got his. Go ahead.
He tweeted last week, I'm off till next Thursday. I'm not tweeting. And today he had to reassure about offensive line transfer portal. He had to reassure about the offensive coordinator. He's like, the quarterback is out there. He's not in the transfer portal yet. He's actually on a roster right now. I mean, Matty Banks.
They
got
to hire Brian Brohm.
I think they need to do that.
So
yes,
you're,
I'm
so
with you.
We're all in here.
The meltdown,
Brian Brohm.
Andy, the area would be on fire. It would be. I mean,
does the area melt down, Jack, if Brian Brohm went to Kentucky to be the OC?
Yes.
They would turn against Satterfield again.
Because that's what he needs to do.
They would turn their backs on Satterfield.
That was the full reason why that was the open drop. Someone wanted
to walk in next year.
They
walk in there with Brian Brohm at OC, Jack.
Wearing sweatpants.
Wearing full UK gear on the field.
Oh, that would make me so happy.
Putting up 42 at Cardinal Stadium. Barry and Brown, Danke, two tight ends that passed up Shaw. No wonder he's leaving. He was fifth string tight end.
He did get passed up.
How about that?
He did get passed.
Louis wants to know if Peter Sermon looked great in shorts. I mean, Peter Sermon. I got to watch my words carefully here.
I forgot about Peter Sermon.
He looks like the guy. He looks like. Never mind.
I know. That's a loaded question.
He is a great looking guy.
He is a good looking guy.
He had great legs. Like muscular legs.
You know,
like calves.
He took advantage of his looks and his legs.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Where's he at now?
I don't know. Where is Peter Sermon? Jack, do you know where Peter Sermon went?
He has no idea.
Yes, I do, actually.
Really?
I feel like we've talked about this.
Because I was watching, I flipped on a Notre Dame game.
Yep, I'm looking at it right now.
And they're playing this team. And this is a really bad, bad team. And I'm sitting there thinking, how the hell is Notre Dame only scored 21 points late in the fourth quarter against this team? And he was the defensive coordinator of said team, the California Golden Bears.
Oh, he's California? Oh, yep. No. That is football hell.
It really is.
He's a DC, baby. Yeah. How about that?
Good for him. He's back. I forgot about Peter Sermon.
I bet he's crushing it in Cal, too.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he's crushing it.
He wears shorts all the time out there.
Yeah.
He didn't have to wait only a few months out of the year.
He probably crushed it here, and it's cold. He couldn't let his biceps show.
Was it Peter Sermon then Van Gorder?
No, it was Van Gorder then Sermon.
Was it? Okay.
No, it was Sermon. Because you remember they fired Grantham went to Mississippi State, then they hired Sermon from Mississippi State. And
yes.
I was like, oh, we won the trade.
Wow.
And then they didn't win the trade.
Of course they won the trade, Jack. Of course
they won the trade.
Yeah.
And then Van Gorder was part of the 2-10 season. Because I just remember looking at him all year long, just looking confused.
Brian Van Gorder, here's what this is. Hang on. Brian Van Gorder looks like the dad.
Yeah.
Of the woman that Peter Sermon's sleeping with.
100%. 100%. Yes. Yeah. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes. Who's that man?
Oh, man. They all have to go out to P.F. Chang's.
Yeah. Dad won't go out of this area of town.
He's afraid to go. Someone did send me.
He doesn't want to go downtown.
If BBN can go downtown Louisville, they can go downtown Memphis. Someone hit me with that on the text line earlier.
Thank you very much. Father only
Texas says,
go.
Update us on the Blank Maven feud.
We never got updated yesterday.
Oh, boy.
We had so many guests.
I don't know, man.
Oh, really?
I mean, Maven talked about it on the air.
Oh, he did?
Jack, did you cut that for the mixtape? Or I mean, no, if not, that's fine.
I know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Jack, do you know what happened? Did you listen to that part of Maven and Rummage?
I haven't heard this, so I don't know. I would have cut it if I heard it.
I'm kind of nervous.
Blank may have shot a text about Maben's take, but it went to Maben instead of the person he meant to send it to.
Oh, snap.
I don't know. That's what Maben said. That's all that I know.
Andy, no.
That's all that I know. He talked about it on like Tuesday or Wednesday.
God, I just got a pit in my stomach. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, no. That's the worst, man. God, that's the worst.
You do that with some of your ladies.
No, I've never done that with
back
any
in the
ladies.
Day.
No, I just that man.
Texas says, "Is that the Brian Van Gorder take?" Man, I don't know if I remember the Brian Van Gorder take now.
The take was that you teased it all summer. I don't think you ever actually gave it.
No, I had one, but I don't remember.
Yeah,
what
I know,
it was.
But you kept saying you're going to give it, but you never gave it.
I'm still reeling from that information. God, Blake had to be more. No wonder he hasn't slept.
Texas says, Louisville fan, no one gives a bleep if UK hires Brian Brohm. Oh, please.
Oh, shush your mouth.
You that was a lie.
So, what a whopper that is. What a absolute, you whined about Jeff Brohm for 2 years.
Oh, more than that.
I mean, you would say, we wouldn't care if Stoops hired Brian Brohm.
Yeah, you wanted Brian Brohm to come back home. God. Brian Brohm wearing Kentucky blue, dialing up three touchdowns to Barry Brown. Come on.
Oh, that's the worst text of the week. That right there is the worst text of the week. I wouldn't care. Stop it.
Texas says, caller Emily Muslov soccer kits. That was a pretty quick wager for big guy.
No, I just want to go to the Final Four that bad. That I'd be willing to put $111 of my money in a soccer jersey if they just go to the Final Four. That's all I want. It has nothing to do with how I look in it. I would wear the damn thing. I would wear it the day of the Final Four.
You're not going to the Final Four. We're talking about you beating Michigan, Jack.
I know.
Can you believe this?
I know.
The Final Four. Like I'm not even thinking about it.
I'm not even thinking about
the tournament. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'm already thinking that Kentucky not being in the.
I'm so down that I'm willing to buy soccer clothes.
$111 plus is probably coming from London. It probably cost you $33 to get over here.
Exactly, be on a boat or a plane or whatever. How they get
a boat for 3 years?
They'll ship it by boat.
They might. You never know.
It's going to get it the channel for.
It'll be on the Santa Maria.
By the way, speaking of the channel,
that's one of the boats of Pilgrims.
I know. No, that was Columbus.
Columbus. Damn it! The Mayflower was the Pilgrims.
Oh.
I know the Mayflower was the Pilgrims.
He just misspoke, Strebel.
I know he did. That's fine.
I got thinking about it today. The they were doing the anthems for other countries, you know, of the soccer here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know I can't. I know Jack can't.
Yeah.
I think you are cocky, but will admit that you don't know the Star Spangled Banner.
What
do you think? Do you think you know it?
I could get most of it.
If I start, yeah, but that's not what I'm saying. Can you get the entire thing?
I don't think I can get the entire thing.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I would try it, but I don't think I could get the entire thing. No, I do not. I do not think I could.
How much do you think you can get? Do you want to test it or not?
I can test it.
All right.
Do
you want me to start you off here?
I can start it off.
Oh, say can you see?
See by the dawn's early light. That's it. I can't.
Strebel, that's only one line.
Yeah,
Strebel, you blacked out. What so proudly we hailed?
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed was the twilight's last gleaming. whose broad stripes and bright stars were so gallantly. That's it. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Boy, that
was
great.
I said no.
You don't love America.
I do love America. I just don't know this song.
You don't love America.
I can say the Pledge of Allegiance.
BBN, Jesus, God, country.
In America.
In America.
Yeah, I do.
You're supposed to know those things.
Yeah, well, I know.
All right,
I
cut
know some of it.
Don't cut that music off, Jack. Just fade it down slowly. I don't want people to think I'm disrespectful.
Yeah, you're just turning it off.
You never do a thing. Jack, you going to soccer?
The bombs.
I am going to soccer. Ethan might come too.
Really?
Well, I'll say this.
You guys are going to be hungry.
Yeah.
I'll complain about.
Mozzarella poppers. Yeah.
I'll complain about waking up early, but I'll do it. Ethan says he will, but there's no chance.
Oh, there's no
there's
chance.
No chance. No,
if he does, you guys are going to have fried pickles.
Oh, yeah.
Potato skin.
Ooh, cheese bread.
Sound good.
A little cheesy bread.
Yeah, that all sounds delicious.
I mean, you want Brian Brown.
I would love Brian Brown. That'd be awesome.
You can get rid of that, Jack.
It'd be awesome.
To owe royalties to Biden.
Yes, he might.
Did Elon Musk ever release Hunter Biden stuff?
I haven't looked. We've been so engrossed in Jack eating cheesy bread.
Bread and chicken salad. Is that the name of the hour?
They said we're double checking some facts. So probably start live tweeting in about 40 minutes. He's going to do a Q&A too. So.
Val Vano said that was treasonous. Nick did. Yeah,
sorry, Nick. What do you want me to do?
You usually rise to the occasion, and
that's a lot of pressure.
And it's fun. And it's funny, but you rose to you died so badly there.
Yeah, I know.
That you fizzled into a world of you fell into a pit.
I know.
Right there to where it wasn't good radio.
I can't sing.
It was bad radio, and it just. Everyone just kind of cringed there. That
yeah.
You didn't know the Star Spangled Banner. Neither
did
I.
Not many people could, though.
And neither did Carl Lewis and who else has infamously messed it up?
Well, and that's one of my big, I don't mind speaking in front of people. I could go out there and talk in front of a large group of people and it doesn't bother me. But singing the Star Spangled Banner on a sporting event, the way some of these singers and celebrities do, it's tough.
It's a difficult song.
It's really difficult. And you're especially if you're on the Super Bowl or college football playoff, something like that, that's difficult to do.
All right. So Jack, you said me this earlier, last thing, and obviously we've talked a ton today. I am a big belief here that I don't know how good Michigan is. Kentucky needs a go. They need to win. They need to look good. They need validation to their practice. They need to get going. And we're waiting around the last 2 years. Sweeney, they'll get it. That's what I heard for the last 2 years.
I mean,
it did not happen.
Yeah.
And so now, sorry, when it doesn't happen for two straight years, the evaluation, when some of the same issues are rearing their ugly head as the last 2 years, that's the analysis. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it is. And it needs to change, and it can change on Sunday. We've talked about that. Louisville going to the bowl game, the Fenway Bowl against Cincinnati. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for Satterfield? You know, even though it's a fickleless team, it's one of those things to where, if you lose to Cincinnati, fans care more about losing to Cincinnati than they do South Carolina or Mississippi State or somebody like that.
Sure.
And no Luke Fickell, that's a team that reminds you of when Lamar Jackson and company lost to the Mississippi State team after Dan Mullen left and went ahead and went to Gainesville in Florida. So that is out there. We have some poll questions up. That has been kind of the items that we have sprouted from, like Lachlan McClain's hair, sprouted from today. The only other thing, and it's not a 5 o'clock thing, but Jack sent me a text, and we just need you to know.
Okay.
Okay? We just need you to know.
All right.
Kentucky's 2019 recruiting class.
Football or basketball?
Football.
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 Okay. Football.
Had 25
Football
members.
Friday.
It was the J.J. Weaver.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, that class.
You. Yeah, yeah.
It's the class, if I'm not mistaken, Jack, the one right after the 10-win season against Penn State.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Big class. Top rivals had it number 30.
I was going to say, it's a top 30-ish class, yeah.
25 members, 17 of them have transferred from the program.
That's a lot.
17.
Yeah.
Now, let me read these to you.
Okay.
Help me here with some of these names.
Okay, see if I remember. Yeah.
Marlon Devonshire. Played, right?
Yeah, he played.
Taj Dodson.
He played.
Quandre Mosley.
He played.
I mean, but this is very little. I mean, yeah, some not, of these not guys much. Are very little. I mean,
they played, but not, yeah, they played.
Kayvon Butler. Hey, don't remember him at all.
He played some.
He did?
He did.
I don't remember him at all. Jared Casey.
Yep.
J.J. Weaver.
Yep.
Knight Goff, whatever happened to him? He transferred somewhere. Yeah, I have no idea. That was a big get at the time.
It was.
Louisville wanted him.
Yep.
Do you remember?
And he transferred.
Brandon Echols, he's played a lot.
I remember him, yep.
Amani Gilmore.
He played some, but I don't
Isaiah
remember.
Isaiah Gibson.
That one I'm blanking on.
Nicholas Aganovich.
Definitely don't know.
DeMarcus Harris.
Remember him? Yep, yep. He transferred out, but he was like, they thought he was going to be good.
Vito.
Yeah. Oh, he's still there. He's still hanging around.
Devontae Crooms.
Yeah. I think he transferred. Somebody like that transferred.
I don't remember. Yeah, it was him, I think.
I think it was him, yeah. I think he transferred.
Trey Wilkins. Marquez Bembry. I remember Bembry.
Yep.
Jake
he
Pope.
Was a big one.
Nick Scalzo.
Oh, Scalzo.
Jalen
yes.
Geiger, Eli Cox, Moses Douglas, Kadarius McDaniel.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a whiff.
That big whiff.
That class is like, I feel like 20 whiffs, 21
That's
whiffs.
That's a big whiff. I mean, especially.
Like Justin Rogers,
the Bembry guy was supposed to be good. I remember being excited about
him. Like,
yeah.
Weavers is a beast, but like Casey, what happened to Casey? I can't remember. What happened to Jared Casey? You remember that?
He transferred.
Transfer. I apologize to Jerry.
He was really good for Indiana this year. He was IU. Yeah,
oh
yeah.
Goodness,
he did.
And he was one of the few bright spots.
He was actually.
He got hurt late in the year, but he was actually really good for Indiana this year.
So he could have used him.
Yes, he was a player.
What a whiff of a class!
It was a whiff of a class. Oh, I agree.
Biscuit back there? Is that Biscuit?
He's singing the Star Spangled Banner?
Tell Biscuit. No, don't. Tell Biscuit right now.
That Strebel couldn't sing the Star Spangled
Banner.
No,
this Strebel has something for him.
Okay.
Tell
he knows. You filled him in.
This Tyon Evans take was crap on Twitter.
It was terrible.
I mean,
I'm sorry, Biscuit.
Embarrassing yourself. Biscuit.
You're my guy, but that's terrible.
It's embarrassing. All right, quick break. Mixtape. We wrap it up. 5 o'clock hour continues. ESPN 680 105.7.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
My boyfriend is a bad man.
And James Strebel.
My girl cheats on me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so mixtape's coming up. Bonus hour after us. Reminder, Pac-12 Championship, 7 o'clock, all stations. ESPN 680, 105.7, 93.9, The Ville. Strebel's going to a birthday party.
I am going to a birthday party.
So how about that?
Yeah, a little Nerf gun birthday party.
Look at that.
These are the fancy knobs people, too. So.
Look at you. You're going to have a good time.
I am. A little pizza, a little cake,
a little bell of the ball, a little beer. I know what you're going to be doing.
Yeah,
I like that.
Time. Yeah.
I like that. All right, so let's jump into it, Jack. What would you say? Who's the winner here? Just the callers? Or, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't feel like we had the Issel missiles this week either.
There's a couple Issel drops. But yeah, no, they're not a big missile this week. It's... just Governor's Cup wins the day. I think that's the
Well, that's good enough. Let's hit the open and let's get it going on a Friday. Let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
All right, let's go. First sound, fire it away.
Dexter says Blank pulled a Bobby 2.0 and gave up on his team. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I don't like being in Lexington.
I don't like going to Lexington.
If it's not going well, I'm not sticking around Lexington. I'm done with it. I don't like going there.
You don't leave games early, though. You pride yourselves. Leave games early.
Unless it's in Lexington. I don't want to go. I don't want to be there. I didn't want to show up. I don't want to be there in any way, shape,
or form. Were people mean to you, or what happened?
Nothing, no.
Were people mean to you?
They proved that they belong tonight, but they also proved that they didn't have quit in them. I mean, they could have folded when they went down 26-7, and they fought back and even had a chance to score there at the end. But we'll take a lot of positives. I'm not into moral victories, but
they got our number right now. I mean, it sucks. We're not happy about it, but you're right. I mean, Sat's got a good recruiting class. He'll get that extension, and I think it's deserved.
Hey, is this offensive coordinator the right guy? Do we have the right assistants for him? And then B, if he gets the extension, which I think he deserves, because we've got momentum going right now, and I like the way we're going. How long should that extension be?
I think we're going to be fine. Go Cards.
Last year, it seemed like, different weight classes and some guy just smacking you around in your backyard. That was terrible. That was absolutely, what's the word? Like, program damaging. Nick. That was rough. This year, you still lost on the Cards comfortably. But you didn't get knocked out, and you were at least in the same weight class. And again, is that a moral victory? Yeah.
You know, everyone says I'm Big Blue Nicky and everything, but I mean, I'm pulling for the.
It's a
I'm
joke.
Pulling. I know. My elbows are firmly up.
Yeah, everybody knows you like Louisville.
Yeah. So no, it was.
Well, what else was rough? What about your personal life?
I'm more upset about the Clemson loss than UK. Huh? I mean, I hate to say that. That is such a loser mindset. I understand that. Is that a moral victory? Yeah.
I think they made progress. I think you can credibly say this: the recruiting class is progress. The team was better than a year ago. There were no complete washouts against teams where you had no business playing that way. Nothing like that. I think maybe the disappointment is just sort of playmakers disappearing at the end of the year. They really could have used Tyon Evans today. And even though Chris Rodriguez ended up, with a game, they didn't just run over Louisville nonstop. In fact, I think I remember a couple of Kentucky folks that I like, saying here's where Louisville's defense quits. And
who
they
do you
didn't.
Like, Ennis? Who do you like?
To their
name
them.
Daryl Bird.
Name them.
I think they showed they belonged out there. They needed some run support to mix sports, and Louisville's defense didn't get it in this one. They didn't get it in a couple of games.
Thought about watching the game, and I watched it for a few minutes, and I thought, I think I'm just going to take a nap. I don't want to make myself feel worse than I already feel, so I'm just going to take a nap. And I woke up and I thought, yep, I'm glad I took a nap.
I just don't think they're that good. If he comes back here, you're going to get basically the same thing that you're getting with Satterfield. So why not just let him keep maturing the team, keep growing it? And as Paul said, if you just outlast everybody else, your guy is going to help, grow that team and become better.
I think we need to go to West Lafayette and get Brian Brohm in here and get him to try to develop a quarterback and an offense. The offense is where we're lacking, I believe.
I don't think this man knows how to recruit the proper people like Howard did, especially the year we beat Alabama.
Howard.
So look at that team and what we have now. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call there. Thank you.
It's year four, and we had no hope that we could even beat Kentucky on a down year or even beat Clemson on a pretty much a down year. They didn't have a quarterback all year. They've been playing basketball.
A down year for them. Yeah.
I don't really see a lot of things to bring the guy back outside of maybe we might get a pretty good recruiting class. And I hope I'm wrong, but I don't see it, man.
I'm not calling for the man's job or anything. Am I right when I just say we just don't like him? I don't. As a fan base, it's just kind of like we're trying to like you. I'm just kind of like, eh. Yes, I like the recruiting. I don't hate the product.
Okay, let's just say he hasn't captivated the fan base.
Yes. Kind of, again.
You went extreme. Marketing,
sensible salad. It's kind of what it feels like.
You went extreme.
And then you go into your rivalry game and you don't feel like you ever have a shot. I mean, it's just kind of like, nah. Welcome to Middays with Marcus Maven, you know. You know, Lowell had a pretty good season. I think you're going to win some games here going forward. You just don't want the Kentucky game as much as they do. All right. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
It's been idiot hour on your all show with these guys calling in that saying that needs to go.
Let's just call it passionate and frustrated hour, okay?
That's what I am, passionate about this football team. Right. That's why I'm not ready for us to start all over again, lose the greatest recruiting class that's ever been assembled at Louisville, and this is why I'm going to tell you why. So you need to go ahead and extend Satterfield, and know everybody's, shut the hell up right now. But he needs to be extended because we need to keep the assistant coaches in.
No. Satterfield's had his time here. He's one game away from being mediocre again this year, and we act like he's had a great year, and poor Scott, let's keep him. Let's see what the new recruits do. No. Yes. The guy's a mediocre coach. Come on, let's say it. He's a mediocre coach. It's not the fans' fault. It's not the guys on the radio's fault. It's not, you know, the concession stand's fault. The guy's not putting out the product. He's not putting out the product. And Marcus said, you got to win games and people will come. I mean, that's, you know, step 101. That's page one in the book. He's not winning games.
We don't have many good players on our team. He's not recruiting well.
Oh, come on. And all right, hang up.
Hang up.
I'm sorry. Like, it was all fine. It just sounded like a script. Like, that's not true. Like,
I'm sick and tired of losing to Kentucky. Will Levitt is not a world beater. He's not.
And he wasn't today, by the way. 11 of 19.
And that's what I'm saying. The defense did enough. The defense actually showed up and did enough. But the offense, I was sold 4 years ago that Satterfield is this offensive guru. Look what he's done. It's just been worse. You had the first year that it was, you know, that surprised a lot of people, and then lackluster. Malik has regressed, and Brock Doman is your backup.
I'm tired of losing this rivalry. I hate it.
You're taking a bad, Jack.
It is driving me crazy.
Some are.
Football was always kind of our thing. Yes, we are a basketball school, but Kentucky is also a basketball school, and we will trade jabs back and forth, and we will do our thing. But football was our thing. Like, that was our thing, and we've lost it right now. And I, being a football fan first, it's driving me insane.
The Elsdown thing just drives me up a tree. I don't know why. Barry and Brown was back to return a punt and was given the L's down out on the field. And come on, people, just enjoy
that's
your
right,
success.
It's that's ball, right. He immortalized it that year when he went to the midfield against Stoops. But you're right. It's an epidemic now. Every person on the Jumbotron, you're contractually obligated. Exactly.
L's down forever. Thank you, Jason.
Hey, is Scott Satterfield still working, fools?
No, he is not. So he's bad. Working he his way so back on the big red buses that were going to come to Lexington and beat Kentucky. And oops, that didn't happen either. Boy, I'm having a great time here in Liquor Bar Studio watching all the U of L fans cry on Twitter and do silly bleep on Twitter because they're so mad that they built their hopes up once again that Scott Satterfield could have the cojones to beat Mark Stoops in a football game, and once again, he can't do it. Once again, Kentucky wins the football game because that's what happens. Look, Louisville and Scott Satterfield try to do the thing early in the game. They tried to be tough. They tried to be physical. They tried to mix it up. And it didn't work.
It is what it is. That's your team. Ruffalo is the MVP of the game. How perfect is that? How absolutely perfect is that? There are some Louisville fans out there that are being complete babies right now on Twitter. Complete babies. I'm talking personal attacks. I'm talking cussing at UK, doing all this stuff. Sit in it. Y'all sit in it. You lost again. Throw your little temper tantrum on Twitter and then ride back home up 65 and then sit in it the rest 64. Of the night.
Yeah.
I have no sympathy for people like you. Any wins that you have in the ACC is fool's gold. You're still not as physical as
fool's
Kentucky.
Fool's gold.
You're not. Kentucky's offensive line hasn't been good all season, but they were to run the clock out and mow you down in the second half.
James, you're guilty of this too.
What'd I do?
You devastated Kentucky when they lost to South Carolina without Levis.
Yeah.
Pour into them, okay? And I did too, to be honest. Well, how you like me now, ACC? How you like South Carolina now, James? They're not. They beat Tennessee and South and the tough Clemson Tigers. Oh, the Clemson Tigers, 40 in a row at home. ACC is nothing but the junior league. Let's just tell it like it is.
Yeah. That's what I said earlier. ACC.
They By the suck. Way, this Hawkeye defense, mo, ya, la, la, we wouldn't have heard any of the linemen or linebackers' names if they didn't start the game off introducing them. But I right now can tell you every member of their secondary because they made every tackle. That's how far back in the backfield we were every time.
Yep.
The vaunted defense, the great ACC. We got the defensive player of the year. Ya-ya, mo-mo, moo-moo, ra-ra. I don't know who all they got. Got nicknames for all them clowns out there that they got on the field.
I don't take much pride in losing to a team that just lost to Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
I mean, we lost to a team that's 4-4 in the SEC, and you think there's improvement? I didn't see it.
I got to apologize to South Carolina and Vanderbilt, man, what I said last post-game show, man. Louisville sucks, for real.
Yeah.
I said that Louisville was better than them two teams. Nah. What I saw today, man, they still hot garbage. Even though, man, if you looked at the game, the play calling was still crap.
Yeah.
And we didn't put out a great product, and we still beat their ass, man. Straight up. Yeah. That's how it is. That's how it's going to be.
We went out and did what big brothers do to little brothers. We went out in the yard.
Of course,
we pushed
Jack.
Them around. We rubbed their face in the mud. When they tried to get back up, we knocked their ass down. And you know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to the rummage and the blank tears, and I'm going to drink them up. Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum. You bums. Go find a better team. L's down forever. Love you, Rig.
That's a great call.
That's a good call.
He messed up the dismount, but otherwise,
it
I mean,
was
that
solid,
guy.
Yeah.
That guy nailed that call. That
yum, yum, yum.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, the two names where they do all the names, Jack, that's got to be a rejoin.
It's awesome.
It's so effing BBN, man.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Keep it coming.
And I keep hearing Scott Satterfield's not built for this rivalry. No, the University of Louisville football program is not built for this rivalry. They're not big enough. They're not fast enough. They're not strong enough. This is wash, rinse, and repeat football. We watch this. They got whooped up front. That vaunted front seven that was going to sack us and be in our backfield and tackles for loss and all that, they were getting pushed back, and Chris Rodriguez ran over and rushed out like he does each and every year. What they need to do is come sit on Daddy Stoops' lap and tell him what he wants, what they want for Christmas, and for him to quit recruiting big, strong, fast football players because they can't hang.
It sucks for them because their basketball team sucks, their program sucks. But, hey, it's a great day in the Commonwealth. Go Big Blue. Louisville sucks. Oh, hey, and also, man, do me a favor.
Yeah.
When you get off, call Blake and Baker and ask him if Oprah is still going to show up. Because I'm waiting for Oprah to show up and just start handing them extensions like he said earlier today. You get an extension, you get an extension. Please give that man another extension.
Yes.
Come around.
Water's wet, fire's hot, and we kick the crap out of U of L every year.
Oh.
That score is no indication of just how bad that game was. They didn't have a prayer
Water's
from the
wet.
Minute we got up 9. They were done.
We had two quarterbacks to use today. Neither one of them are any good. They're just not. And there's development issues there.
You bums make me sick down on Floyd Street. You got that ass handed to you again. What a glorious, great day this is in Crestwood, Kentucky. Your school makes me sick. Your fan base makes me sick. Your colors make me sick. Your generic football team makes me sick. Go to hell, you bums. You just got scooped up again. Woo!
Yeah, there we go, Luther. Got scooped up again.
There we go, Luther. The Strebel wins the sound. It's the mixtape on ESPN 680-1057 here on this Friday. Jackie boy, keep them coming.
I love you, man. I do really. You got to get out of Sweeney's lap and stand up with Issel. Because there's all the only two down there that fights that whole broom closet infested full of roaches down there, okay?
Okay. So they're going to cuss and throw a fit and do personal attacks. Y'all sit in it, and you're stuck with Satterfield. How about that? Stuck with them.
Louisville and Scott Satterfield is not built for this rivalry.
They're not.
There he is.
They're not built for it. Sat wants no part of it. The main reason I called is the end of the first half, Stoops has got to stop this gutless football. That was gutless.
You're not going to give him some Mark Stoops contract, you know, whatever. Gracious. I hear people around Lexington I talked to at the game, they're like, I don't know why we're paying them this much. You know?
They have like the weakest not out-of-conference schedule. It's like Akron and EKU and some other no-name. And it's like, okay, good. Pay a guy almost $9 million a year and you give him three layups a year?
I mean, yeah. I'm in a suite with all these guys from Kentucky fans, and it was great. I think we were near Calipari's.
Strebel's leaving.
They all have, you know, the names on it. It said La Familia. So I'm assuming that was Calipari's suite.
I just don't want to be there.
People were nice to me. I had a couple of people that recognized me from like, hey, you're back here, you know. And then the funny thing that happened to me, I will say this. Kentucky has a lot of... They got a lot better traditions than we do. I mean, they get a much longer head start. It's a state school. They've been tailgating for a long time. So their tailgates, you know, you give them the check mark there. But even after the game, I guess they wait. There's a bunch of people that wait for the team to come out of the tunnel. And by the way, Commonwealth Stadium is... I hadn't been there in so long. I mean, I hadn't been there since the club section was invented. It is fantastic. Now, I found the hole in the Death Star. That's a lie.
It's very long and skinny.
Oh. I couldn't wear Hollister pants.
Hell yeah.
This man talks to escorts. I'm the good one.
Hooker.
Oh, give me that one again. Is that Dan Issel?
Hooker.
Keep him coming on Hooker. ESPN 680.
He slipped in and then he was out. Just real quick, he was out. You want to come on to this show and talk to me? I don't want to talk about you. How about that? I'll talk Satterfield 365.
Texter says... KP and his guys are just snake bit. That's a jab at me. That's what I like to say.
Well,
the snake bit thing. Yeah. If a team, you know, loses a lot of close games, just snake bitten or things don't go their way.
Look, they had
snake bitten.
Yeah, and they were behind the eight ball with recruiting.
Kenny Payne didn't want to talk to us in the summer. He didn't want to talk to us in the fall. So we don't really need to talk about it now.
So I can't do this all winter.
I know.
I'm not going to watch the Kentucky game.
Yeah. You needed this. This has been pent up.
Yes.
This has been pent up.
You either do your job or I'll do something else. This is how this works.
You're going to do something else. Yes.
If
Mark Blankenbaker is making this choice, he is. I mean, when you've lost Mark Blankenbaker, you've lost America.
Oh no!
I do not want to go to the Louisville, Kentucky basketball game. Now, if we got some guards in the spring, if we got Tyrese Hunter or Malachi Smith or Amani Bates, if we hadn't stepped up to the plate and swung and missed on every single guard that Chris Beard may want, I mean, you know, when is it our turn at the bowl? All right, Kenny Payne, start eating. First, all right. You know what happens to the runt of the litter?
Don't break the table.
He goes away. Chris Beard, he's eating your freaking lunch in recruiting. When is it your turn?
Feel better?
No.
No.
No. You're mad.
Players. It's well, the you job.
Can't, you can't right now.
I know, but that's what's a little summer. And people told me I was freaking stupid. I didn't know basketball. Uh-huh. Are we going to go 0-for? We're going to 0-for because Kenny Payne's like, oh, is it my turn at the bowl? Can I get to the bowl? Is it my turn to eat? Yes, it's your turn. Go eat.
This has been inside you for a while. This has been
it's Louisville basketball. Yeah. You have so much playing time there. You want to come in and start right away? Come on, start right away. Nope. We put our feet up and didn't go to Spain. Passport still blank.
That's a good line.
So I can't do this all winter. I know. I'm not going to watch the Kentucky game.
Adolph Rupp couldn't win a basketball game with this roster. Now, you can blame Kenny for that. But the way he coaches has nothing to do with them being 0-7. Watch the games, people. These kids can't play basketball. The only thing that is consistent in the Louisville basketball program is how bad they are.
That's right.
Rupp couldn't win a basketball game with this roster.
It's fantastic.
Most of us have heard about No Shave November. None of us thought that No Win November would be a thing. Alas, here we are. As your Louisville Cardinals lose yet again this year, falling to 0-7 on the season, winless in the month of November. Again, the worst record since 1940.
We're University of Louisville. We're being laughed at right now. And it's almost like this, Drew. How dare you come down here and don't do for us what you've done with the other universities in their winning program, in their history? How come you don't have that same urgency to do that for us? How dare you come here and not bring no recruits, nobody? How dare you not do your due diligence? We're in a state of emergency with our basketball program. It's a state of emergency. Forget your system. We don't even know what it looks like. Do a damn zone or something. Do something different. Put the players in the best situation. You know what? For this game, let's just do something. But your system ain't working. Not with these kids. I hope you lose every game.
Wow.
I hope
my
he loses every game.
My goodness.
Like the freaking UK offense that he runs, I really don't. I do not like it.
He is a Calipari made over, and I don't like it.
I appreciate Calipari.
He is a Calipari made over, and I don't like it.
I appreciate Calipari.
Fire him.
Everybody buckle your seatbelt. I'm going to need a minute. I know the lines are busy, but man, I need a minute. anybody that's going to sit here and call in tonight and say that this is acceptable or that this is something that we need to overlook or it's okay, they're losers, okay? And we don't need them in our program. I don't care if you play for the program and you think this way. I don't care if you sold 1,000 junior bacon cheeseburgers to people all over the country and you think this way. You're a loser. Get out of my program. You're not welcome here. This is a disaster. I know we got a board meeting tomorrow. Hopefully one of the things they talk about is an 0-7 basketball team that looks like a youth league team that can't throw the ball in bounds. You can call You're me right. out. You can call me whatever you want. The facts are the facts.
Who's the worst president that you think that we could do? Like, wrong answers only.
Biden? Oh, no. What?
Who's the worst president that you think that we could do? Like, wrong answers only.
Biden?
Keep them coming on ESPN 680.
There was nobody in here that you trusted.
I don't know what y'all are going to do with this thing. The AD don't like the president. The president don't like the AD. Everybody's fighting. Nobody wants to. Like, what's going on here, man?
Now I'm nearly rocking with the Proud Boys.
Right.
Sweeney nailed it. He said, rebuild situation sounds good until you're in it.
I went deep into that.
And that's where, again, I come. This is where Blanket Baker, after the show, is getting his checkup.
A little checkup,
see what's going on inside his mouth. I don't want to know.
I got to get off it.
Nearly has his penis taken off.
I know.
I admit right up front, I know absolutely nothing about soccer. And if I'm lucky, I'll keep it that way.
Of course. There it is. Of course, Jack. That was the most predictable thing you have ever played. I knew what was getting ready to happen before you even played it. And now I'm phlegmy. Keep them coming.
Who says great lyrics are dead? You can share it with a squirrel or give it to your girl. That's one for the ages right there.
Make no mistake about it. This is what it is. I mean, the millions of followers come because of the sexy pictures. And we're going to avoid the 600-pound gorilla in the room. I mean, she may have wonderful views on, you know, world economy and very interesting thoughts on the climate change. But the reason is she's pretty and she's fit and she's scantily clad and she knows how to. Whoever is managing her, her
social media accounts, yeah.
Yeah.
She's also posting, you know, often, too.
Dude. Oh, Avery. Avery.
Dude. It's an effing robot, man. Y'all think Mark Stoops is a dope. I mean, y'all for years thought Mark Stoops was a dope and a clown and could not coach football. You have your miles ahead billboard on the way back from Lexington. You want to bring him thrown to everyone's face, the modern rivalry record. Well, now Kentucky owns that too. They own the modern rivalry record. But you want to do all these things to try to bring, well, historically Kentucky might be better, but in the modern rivalry, we own your ass. Like now you're saying, you're throwing that all away.
Right,
you're
there.
Throwing that like all that. Away, and all you want to do now is, well, they ain't Stoops at the time. It's like, no, I wanted Mark Stoops fired until he turned it around and beat Lamar Jackson. That's the only thing that saved his butt is that he beat Lamar Jackson and embarrassed y'all's ass and sent y'all packing instead of going to the Orange Bowl. That's what saved Mark Stoops' job that season. I had Drew Franklin on here on Twitter going, Memphis sounds nice this time of year. Bro, you booked a game in Atlanta, and you're telling me Memphis sounds nice?
For the Liberty Bowl.
Be quiet.
No, thank you for not saying shit.
I almost did. I stopped myself.
You're growing up as a radio host.
Stop it, Drew Franklin. You had to cancel an Atlanta room, and you're saying the Liberty Bowl sounds nice. Stop it. You led the charge for Atlanta. Don't be a bum.
The Liberty Bowl's
it doesn't sound nice. No, nothing about Memphis. December sounds nice.
Kentucky has to turn down the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah, no, turn it down.
Will Levis.
If they do accept it, Will Levis, do not play. Will Levis, do not play in the Liberty Bowl. You understand me? Will Levis, do not play in the Liberty Bowl. Draw the line to the Tax Slayer Bowl. That's where you draw the line.
Whether it's the Liberty Bowl or the Las Vegas Bowl, and again, I'm really hoping for the Liberty Bowl in that case.
Oh, no.
Just to have the extra 2 weeks.
Is that Gandolfo?
Not doing any good. I mean, that's what this feels like at this point.
Right.
Where is World Wide West? I thought he was supposed to be all over the place.
Yeah, where's Uncle Wes? Where's Purvis? Where's Jerry Eves?
You knew Purvis was not going to be around. There's a miracle they got him.
But where is everybody? You know, because they're all so mad at Chris Mack because guys miss a screen or miss a layup. I mean, where are y'all now? Where are y'all?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, we did what you wanted. Where? Yeah. I mean, okay. What's the deal?
Yeah.
What's the deal? Watch the guys that we have committed. Jondre Moore, I'm worried about. Adonijah Green, I'm worried about.
Oh, no. All right, so last one, and we'll get out of here. Good job, Jack. Back at it Monday at 3 o'clock. Bonus hour next. Have a good night. Pac-12 championship game in an hour. Go ahead.
Tweeny kept texting about Malik's legacy game. Legacy. You know what? That is Malik's legacy. Listen to Kentucky. You hear me, Sweeney? That is his legacy. You bum.